Okay, so karst, it's kind of an odd word, right? Like, what is it? And basically, it's a landscape. It's a landscape that forms by dissolving rock. So this is just straight, there's a book called The Glossary of Geology. This is just straight from that type of topography that's formed on limestone, dolomite, gypsum, and other rocks that can dissolve. Like, granites don't really dissolve, but limestone does. And the kind of things you see in these landscapes are sinkholes, caves, lots of underground drainage, like that kind of thing. It's a big range of landscapes. The picture that I'm showing you here, you can kind of see these fractures in this field. And these are fractures in the rock that have been enlarged by dissolution. And so, like, the plants are a little happier over it because there's a little more sediment there, right? But have you ever seen those pictures of the tower karst in China where there's the river and there's all these just these little pillary things coming up? That's like really advanced karst. Like, basically, that's just all of the rest of these sinkholes and stuff have dissolved away, and you're left with a couple sticky up bits. It's called the tower karst of China. Anyway, it's a huge range of landscapes, but it's not rare, right? It's about 20% of the US and about 40% of the landscape east of the Mississippi. So there's a fair number of people in the upper Midwest who live on karst aquifers. Okay, so where does it happen in Wisconsin? Basically, if you take the area where you have dolomite or limestone bedrock, and then you look at, you know, if the depth of soil is less than 50 feet, it's the reddish areas on the map. And if it's greater than 50 feet, it's kind of the tanny areas. So we have karst kind of in this U shape, which, if you remember, that's sort of the pattern of those sedimentary rocks, right? This is all the old stuff up top. This is where the Cambrian sandstone was, and then this is where we have those carbonate rocks. And the two main areas that we have where this is an issue is northeast, like in Door and Kewaunee counties. And this diagram is from the Door County Soil and Water Department, and it's Protect the Water You Drink from Door County. And this is very much what that landscape looks like. There's lots of vertical fractures, right? And then there's lots of fractures that run parallel to the bedding plane. There's occasional little sinkholes and caves, but this really well-connected fracture network is where the water is living and moving up in that area. This is a picture that I got from Tony Runkle. He's a geologist with the Minnesota Geological Survey, sort of our sister agency across the river. And this is more what the karst is like down here, where you've got a dolomite, but then you've got a shale, and then you've got a sandstone underneath it. In Door, it's pretty much all dolomite. Here, you've got a bunch of different rock types, and that's going to affect the type of karst. And we'll go into that a little more in the, like, last third of the talk where we talk about the hydrogeology of southwest Wisconsin. Okay, so that pretty much is your introduction to what karst is. Just a couple quick karst features from this area. You see here there's a big sinkhole. This is from Blue Mounds. This is when they were redid Highway 151, maybe, I don't know, 20 years ago. And you see this nice conduit coming into the road. And then this is, of course, Cave of the Mounds, which how many folks have been there, right? Yeah, pretty dissolved hole with all this secondary features and deposits in it. So the kind of things you see down here are sinkholes, conduits, and caves. And at the ground surface, the carbonates weather to produce this kind of reddish clayey material called terra rossa. And that's, we'll talk a little bit about that too. So northeastern Wisconsin karst is what we're going to sort of talk about a little bit now. This is an area that I've done a ton of work on. I started working up here when I first started the survey in 1987. And then I went up to UW-Oshkosh for a while. Now I'm back at the survey. But this is the outcrop of the Silurian dolomite, kind of in the upper Midwest. How many people have been to Niagara Falls? Yeah, it's the dolomite over a shale, and the shale's eroding, and that's what's making the falls move back. So it's exactly the same rocks we have here. We just don't have a big river going over ours. But anyway, this is the Silurian dolomite outcrop. And here's a picture of it up in Door County from a quarry. And what you can see, I hope, is that there's kind of pretty clear vertical fractures. There's like two sets at right angles. And then there's all of these fractures that run parallel to the bedding, right? And there's this great picture that we got across from one of our old research sites. That's an alfalfa field, right? And you can really, really see the fractures because there's only about a foot and a half, 2 feet of soil in that field. But where the fractures are bigger and some soil has washed in, the alfalfa's a little greener and happier, right? And looks good. And over the blocks, it doesn't look so good. But this field over here, I think it was oats. I mean, it just doesn't express it because it's not as deeply taprooted as the alfalfa. Once somebody said to me, like, what's the fracture pattern like in Door County? I was like, this. They're like, everywhere? And I'm like, yeah, everywhere. We just don't always see it. Like, the alfalfa shows it really good. But that's what the land surface looks like underneath the soil.